Our parsha ends with the mitzvah of challah and tzitzis. I want to talk about the mitzvah of challah for just a little bit. It's an interesting one because it's different from all the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. In general, the way mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz work is that we give a portion of what's in the land to the poor, to the levim, the kohanim. And why do we do that? I believe that it's a declaration of Hakaras HaTov. It's my way of recognizing the source, and therefore I give it to God. I give from my bracha from God, I give it over to those that are less fortunate than I am. And that's really, I think, at the source, how all the mitzvot work. So let's think about it. I plant the field, the year is over, the year has come to an end, more or less, and I have a full field in bloom. What happens? The first thing that happens is some of the stuff ends up going to the Kohanim, the Levium. The poor people are able to come in and take their pieces of it. There's no question. I'm taking care of all those that need to be taken care of. But let's look at challah for a second, and let's try to see if we can understand fundamentally what the difference between challah is and all of the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. So challah, I make the dough, and I don't bake it. Before I bake the dough, I separate a piece of it, and that belongs to the Kohanim. Now, nowadays, we don't have Kohanim that we know for sure deserve it, right? Prove it. So I dispose of it. I burn it. I throw it out, depending on your psak. That's how challah works nowadays. But back then, I took this piece of dough, and I gave it over to the Kohen. What's the huge difference? The huge difference is I've made the dough, but I haven't baked it, and I don't know how it's going to end, and I don't know what's going to be in the end, how it's going to finish. I'm not giving a finished product. I'm giving a product in its infancy, in its early development stages. All the other things, even Bikurim, the field is beginning to bloom, so I just have to take the first few fruits and give them over. But everything else, I'm giving over to who? Giving over once I know, look, this is my total tally, and now I'm giving 10%, I'm giving 20%, I'm giving 25%. That's what I'm giving over, but I know I'm set. Challah, what happens is I'm giving this piece over to the Kohen. What if I burn it? What if my oven doesn't work? What if it doesn't come out well? Then I'm left with nothing. It's a beautiful question why it is that challah is so different. I heard a beautiful answer 3 days in a row, Rabbi Rasner. Beautiful answer by Rabbi Rasner. Rabbi Rasner says that so often in life we celebrate conclusions, but we don't celebrate the beginnings. We have to remember that beginnings are essential and vital also. There's always a beginning, right? And in the beginning, there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of doubt. And so often we're nervous to celebrate the beginning. But we feel more comfortable celebrating the end. Sometimes we have to take a step back and remember to celebrate the beginning. I want to share with you a personal story that I believe sheds light on this. About 6 to 7 months ago, when my family and I decided that we were going to make Aliyah at the end of this summer, we had to start the process of paperwork. And the very first step, if you're going through Nefesh B'Nefesh, is you fill out a form and you pay $120. That's your initial for a family. That's your initial fee that you're putting through. And so we did that. And there was such a celebration at the beginning. Yes, there was fear. Yes, there was trepidation. There were a lot of question marks. But on the other hand, we felt like, you know what? This is something that is really special that's about to happen. We're able to celebrate the beginning. And I have to say, personally, I think there is something to it because there were a lot of peaks and valleys along the way, emotional highs and emotional lows. And if you would have waited to the end, which we're not there, that won't be until we get there and at best we're settled. If you were to wait for that, you might miss out on the celebration. But the very first step is a celebration. I recognize, look, something really good, something really special has happened. That is a beautiful message that challah tells us, is celebrate not only the end, but celebrate the beginning. And perhaps if we celebrate the beginning, it forces us to celebrate the journey along the way until we reach the end. Have a great day.